Oh, it's time to ride that bike. I'm going to wind that down because I was a bit worried you weren't going to make it in here. Right now, we are ready for the show. Are you ready for the show? Oh, okay. Now, well, I'll tell you how ready we are. I didn't even turn your mic on. We're doing really well. Hey, let's try this again. Ready? Okay. Those ladies, I tell you right now, Leanne and Lisa, they screw our mojo. They just come in here. They laugh. Throws
way
the whole
too
show
much
out.
Fun.
I know. All right. Yeah, it's this radio. It's not supposed to be fun, apparently, right? So let's do the intro to the show. Are you ready for this?
Of course.
All right. In fact, you do the lead-in, my friend. Let's do it.
Oh, geez, yes. That's throwing me under the bus.
Why,
okay.
Well, get onto that bus.
Hi, welcome to Edge Radio Australia. You're listening to All About Relationships.
You certainly are. Okay, now, Wayne, we're in. We've got the beverage. We're ready to rock and roll. We've been, accosted by the lovely ladies of the one thing beforehand. You did say last week you have a subject for today's show, right?
Yes.
And maybe that's we actually got a question during the week, which I think actually is going to fit really well. So let's jump into
nice.
It. Yeah, so what is the subject matter of today's show?
Well, the subject matter of last week's show that was before mine.
Yes.
Triggered off some thoughts.
Okay.
And I've seen a few things in the news recently which expanded that subject matter, and that's what I wanted to explore. So
okay.
I want to look at boundaries, but we're not looking just at relationships. All right?
Okay.
Well, we're looking at relationships because anytime you have an interaction with anyone, it's a relationship
of
sorts.
Yeah.
So it's the intimate relationships, family relationships, friends, employees, corporations, and bigger.
And bigger.
So, yeah, so it's the boundaries that we create with this. So
okay.
Keeping with the ethos of the show, because, you know, freedom of speech, etc., it again is another boundary.
Cool. That's a really good point. Yeah.
And so that's what I wanted to explore tonight.
All right.
So a lot of the times, and we'll start small with relationships and intimate relationships, and we'll expand out.
Okay.
A lot of people aren't aware that when they first meet someone, like literally the first moment you start to interact, is when you start creating boundaries.
Okay.
So that's where you allow your future partner,
sure,
because at that stage you don't know if they're going to be or not.
For sure.
But you let them know what's okay, what's not okay, what's tolerated, what's not tolerated, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't start making these things clear enough at the start, and then down the track they suddenly decide, no, I'm not having this.
Oh, man.
And then they say it to the person. The person's like, well, hang on, we've been together for 2 years and you were okay with it. Now, what's the deal?
Sure. Look, hand in the air on this one. I've done this.
We've all done it. Mm. It's so easy to do.
Sure.
And, we'll go with this one. Let's say you're a woman and you've met a bloke and he tells a sexist joke. It's a little bit misogynistic.
Okay.
And to be polite and keep the peace, you laugh.
Okay.
Now, if you laugh, that implies that you're okay with that.
He does.
Now, he may not do it often.
Sure.
6 months down the track, he decides to go on a bit of a run.
Okay.
So he's doing a few of them in front of friends. Now, suddenly, you've got to decide, do I pull him up on it now in front of people? Do I deal with it later?
Yep.
So suddenly, you've now got something that's big didn't need to be big.
All of a sudden, am I dating Ford Fairlane? What's going on, right?
That was such a good movie,
It was a great movie.
So it's the should have nipped it in the bud at the start when he made that first joke instead of waiting for this situation now where it's going to be awkward and it's going to more than likely blow up in your face and become something big.
Okay.
Unless, of course, you're using a lot of the tools that I teach.
Nice. Love the episode.
I thought you'd like that one.
Very well done.
So, and it is one of those things, and you're right, hand up in the air, we've all done it, and it's easy to do because sometimes we don't realise that it's triggered us. Because
that's so true.
We are so conditioned to just accept stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Although a lot of people nowadays are triggered by everything.
Oh, look, an ant, I'm triggered.
So it's a case of if it's potentially going to be an issue, deal with it before it comes big.
Okay.
Even if it's just a gentle nudge so that later on you can build on the nudge.
Okay, straight up. time frame. Okay, first date, are we talking about here?
Absolutely.
Or what?
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. I mean, you don't sit there and pull out a book of boundaries and start saying, you know, this is what I put up with, just to let you know.
I had a date.
Yeah,
like
I know
that.
You did.
So, yeah, that was.
Yeah, I've spoken to people where the other person pulls out literally a list.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, you're a weirdo. It's the list you keep in your head.
Yeah.
All right.
This one was color coded, just saying.
She had wonderful notes and PowerPoint and everything.
That's right.
and it is one of those things where you have to be paying attention to what they're doing.
Okay.
And one of the things I do with my clients is we go through what are the things that you will tolerate.
Yep.
You know, they're not deal breakers, but they're, you know, let you know that they're like everyone. They're going to have moments where they annoy you. There's things that you tolerate and things that you won't. And you get clear on that before you go out. So when you're talking to them, you can make sure, you know, this line's getting crossed now. I need to pull them up on this.
Okay.
And then it's up to them whether they want to continue on or not.
So this is the normal relationship kind of level of a safe word.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And if they don't know where your boundaries are, don't expect them to stay within them.
Yeah, yeah.
You makes know, because it's just not going to happen. Now, to expand on this, once we start getting to, say, family, family's different because you've got history with those people and you learn from a young age what everyone's buttons are.
Of course.
You know, your brothers and your sisters, you know how to trigger each other
push,
quick.
Yes.
Super quick. And that's the thing where, because you've got the history, it's a little harder to go, you know what, I'm not okay with that anymore.
Okay.
All right. So that one's a little more challenging.
All right.
Then it gets to places, things like workplaces.
Mm-hmm.
Now, boundaries in workplaces can be a tricky one because if you've got someone who's senior to you and you're just new to the place and they come in with an attitude that you go, that's going to really rub me the wrong way.
Sure.
How do you deal with it? Because it's the, I don't want to rub them too much the wrong way.
Yep.
Because if I do, well, suddenly not have a job.
That's right.
So a lot of the times.
Or if you rub them the right way, you get a promotion.
Hey.
Okay. I had to.
I know. I should have seen that coming. Boom, boom.
You
love
dear.
The way I slipped that one
where's,
in?
Where's the casting couch now?
All right. Yeah. And that's a perfect example.
It really is. It
perfect
really is.
Example. Yeah. And that's something that you're seeing coming out more and more is more and more celebrities that have been around for a long time that are like, no, that is rampant. Like, I've watched videos of Jim Carrey talking about it, Rob Schneider, numerous women.
Yeah,
and it, you just go, they're made to do that stuff just to get a job.
Yeah.
And that's where those instances, it is really hard. It's a, I could tell them to stuff off, but
that's
I'll
of
never work.
Career.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in those instances, boundaries are really hard to enforce because that attitude's so entrenched. And that can be the same with a workplace. Mm-hmm. If they've got a particular attitude that's entrenched, it's hard to change that. You have to really start gently pushing back against it and slowly pushing harder and harder.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, and a couple of things, and you may have seen those, because you get a lot of people that say about boundaries that they're hard to put in place, which they can be challenging, and doing it without destroying the relationship can be tricky.
Thoroughly agree.
Again, using the right tools does make it easier. You learn to be able to push firmly but without rocking the boat too much. Anyway, there was a couple of experiments that have been conducted years ago which show how easy it is to get people to move their boundaries.
Really?
Yeah. There was one, I think it's the I'm going to remember the names wrong.
That's
but
right.
I think it's Ingram experiment. There's two of them. There's Ash and Ingram or something.
Right.
Anyway, one of them was they got a table of people, all right, and the first three people were in on the joke, so to speak.
Okay.
Fourth person was a volunteer.
Yep.
And then the fifth person was in on it.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
So what they did is they had a, and there's videos of this you can watch, and it's amazing to watch it play out. They put a series of lines on a board.
Right.
And they say, which of these lines is the same as this one? And let's say the length of that one is the same as line C.
Sure.
All right. The people will deliberately go B, D, and it's obvious that it's not the same.
Yep.
And the first time they go through, the person will hesitantly say the right answer.
Right.
They'll go, C. And they're hesitating. And that's where we have our desire to fit in, to be accepted, to be part of the crowd. Exactly. Yeah. And then the second time they run through it, he doesn't even hesitate. He gives the wrong answer.
Wow. Okay.
So very quickly we can be pushed to move our boundaries. And being able to stand firm on your boundaries is hard. And I know in the early days of finding my power, I struggled to do it.
Okay.
And then once I found my power and I sort of stood firm on it, it became easier.
Okay.
Because like everything, when you first do it, it's challenging.
Of course.
You know, you've got to push back and it's
you're learning on the run.
Exactly. And then the second time it's easier and you get to the point where it's like, nah, now my boundaries don't even get touched. You know what I mean? It's the draw the line in the sand before you get to the boundary.
Sure.
And for a lot of people that's a challenge.
Right.
And it's a challenge enough when it's a person or a corporation or a small company, like, you know, your workplace. Once you start getting to bigger corporations and governments and things like we've got at the moment, that's when it's difficult.
It's very difficult. I know an example of this very, very clearly, and I'm going to go political for just a moment because it drives me nuts. Like, okay, earlier, obviously, we had, not long ago, we had the yes or no vote, which thankfully was an overwhelming no. Australia said no to racism, which is something I'm very, very happy about. Now, in government-run workplaces, the propaganda, the events, the everything was set up to really push the workers into voting yes. And I just think that that is just there's no ethics in that, right? And they developed a work culture that basically made people who wanted to vote no embarrassed, minimised, concerned about, and a lot of people were actually concerned. I spoke to a few people on this. Were actually concerned about their future in the company, their employment security. Because the fact is, they didn't want to vote, as I say, yes, which is in my eyes was just nothing but racism. But now that's a very big company. That's the Australian government, and that happens, and that happened on such a big scale.
And do you know how that managed to work? There was another experiment that they did, and this one is mind-boggling.
Right.
They got some people to sit in front of some equipment.
Right.
All right, and they said, what you're going to do is you're going to give a test to this person, and each time they get one wrong, you're going to give them a small electrical shock.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And then every time they get another one wrong, you're going to increase the voltage of the shock.
Okay.
All right. Now, they had someone in another room who was pretending they weren't wired up to it. They were wired up, but it wasn't connected. And so whenever they got the shock, they were faking it.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
It was testing to see how much people would follow a voice of authority without question.
Right.
All right. Now, this is scary.
Okay.
All right. So they go along, and of course, you get the person starts off going, ow, ow.
Of course.
And it progresses to the point where they're screaming like they're dying, where they're saying, please stop, this is hurting me, I'm going to have a heart attack. And the people in authority that were running the test said to the person, no, keep going. And the person kept going.
No way.
Kept going. And they repeated this experiment again and again and again, and they found that 80% of people would continue to issue that electrical shock to the person regardless of how much they were protesting because someone in authority said, keep going.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say this. This is a big part of why Edge Radio Australia exists, because you know what? The 20% of people who did the right thing, they're our audience. They're the people who actually think critically, right?
Damn straight.
And think for themselves and not pushed around by authority. So I mean, that's, you know, I love them, you know, very, very much for that. Because it's so important. You can't be psychologically abused like this. You can't be manipulated like this. And it, the damage it does. So, yeah.
And it is hard. I get it. Because I was sort of a bit like that.
Really?
Years ago.
Yeah.
I did have glimpses where I would fight back against authority,
okay,
but it wasn't something I did religiously, okay, so to speak.
Yep.
It's only in the last quite a number of years that it started to become more and more prevalent, okay, where I'm like, no, these are my boundaries. I'm pushing back against this. I won't put up with it.
Fair enough. Okay. Do you want to visit this after the break? Can we have a break? Is that all right?
Sure.
What do you think? Now, I've actually put a theme in tonight. Bit of a little thing that I felt, I love my InXS, right? So what I've done.
Really? You know, I've never noticed.
You never noticed that? So what I'm going to do with this is I'm actually going to put bands in and InXS themselves, but I'm going to have things that are related to InXS, right? So it's a theme of the entire show. So let's get into it with, like, okay, something that explains this show really well. It's good times, okay? Let's do it. It's Edge Radio Australia. All about relationships. Band in the world right there. InXS here on Edge Radio Australia. It is 23 after 6. Not 22. Bit late there. Never mind, Richie. If we were watching the show, if you're watching the show, look, honestly, please listen to it. Okay, looking at your radio is going to be very dull. But, if you're listening to the show on a Sunday, what time would it be right now, mate?
It would be 2 p.m.
It would be 2:23. All right, lovely stuff, mate. Fantastic. God, we're absolutely child.
It's called having fun.
It is very true. I'm falling over my words here. All right, mate, now we've been talking about boundaries.
We have.
Clearly we have none. I, in the break, while the music was playing, I was actually going to go and get the question for you that somebody has sent in. But we got involved in the conversation, as we always do, and the great tunes, and I forgot to do that. So while I'm now going to the old electronic device, did you want to talk about more boundaries, or do you want to just get straight into this? Because I can do that. I mean, you know, I can press buttons, I can make things happen, right?
You're multitasking.
Oh, my just ladies.
Well, I will explore it a little further because that subject, that we finished on, talking about that experiment, is very, very important.
Okay. Well, no, okay, very much so. I agree.
Yeah, not just to that scenario when you're dealing with figures of authority, but also within relationships, because if we perceive our partner, our boss, our friend, our family member to be above us, we will always be influenced by them because of that little, I want to fit in, I want to be part of the crowd bit.
Yep, okay.
And the... Now, I remember years ago, I'll tell this story.
Oh.
This was my first, this is the first one I can remember where I pushed back against authority.
Nice.
And I was doing my pre-apprenticeship, so I would have been all of 16, 17. And my instructor or lecturer was explaining gravity.
Right.
And he says, iron gravity is 9.81 metres per second. And I said, sir, no, it's not. And he's like, what? I said, 9.81 metres per second is a constant. Gravity is accelerating, therefore it's 9.81 metres per second per second. So it increases by 9.81 metres per second every second.
You just squared it.
And anyway, he goes, no, it's 9.81 metres per second. And I said, no, it's not. And this went back and forwards a few times.
Right.
And eventually I just yelled at him and said, you're a complete idiot, and walked out of the class.
Right.
Now, bear in mind, I could back that up because my physics teacher at school was the bloke who wrote the textbook for the entire state.
Right.
So it's like he must know what he's on about.
I was thinking to myself and thought, well, after that little statement, how was your new school?
I did eventually go back in, didn't apologise because I was in the right.
Yeah, exactly. You're not wrong.
So, and that is also an indicator of those situations where you're up against other people, family members, a boss, corporation, government, whatever. If you have the facts, if you know that you're right,
yes,
stand bloody firm on your boundaries.
I could not agree more, honestly. All
right? Because there is nothing worse than someone who can put that little bit of doubt in your head that you're not correct.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be a partner who goes, no, I never said that. And you go, oh, maybe they didn't.
Let's go to the videotape.
That's if only. That would stop so many arguments.
It would.
And it's one of those situations where if you don't have enough that you're absolutely certain of your boundaries to stand firm on them, you will be easily swayed.
Okay.
All right? Okay. And that boundary is one of those things where, like that lecturer, that was my first instance.
Okay.
And I was crapping myself. But I knew, mate. I was right, though.
But yeah, but you had the courage. And the thing is, you shouldn't be second-guessing yourself. You were right.
Yeah, and that's been something that, especially in the last decade or so, I've been, no, I know I'm right on this one. I'm standing firm. I'm not moving. And the good thing is that has determined the quality of various relationships in my life. Like my relationship with my wife is a lot better because she knows exactly where I stand on things and she knows exactly, I know exactly where she stands. And therefore, we don't need to push each other's boundaries.
No.
Still working it out with family members. Employers I've never had a problem with, really.
Work in progress.
So it's one of those things where once you find your power and your ability to express those boundaries, it does become a lot easier.
All right, I'm going to delve into this question.
Okay,
so, and of course, you know, like any electronic device, the screen's gone flat. So now let's have a look. All right, now the question is, okay, my partner's ex keeps contacting her to catch up as friends. They have no kids together. Or any other reason to do that. We have been together for 4 years. She is going to have coffee with him. My partner has cheated in the past. What should I do? Tyson.
Wow. Oh, there's so many areas I can take this to,
that
Tyson.
A doozy. And thanks for the question, mate, too.
Very good,
That's a brave question, right?
Yeah. And actually, it's quite funny that you said this because... Very out of character for me. Mm. I sat down last night and watched a little bit of...
You did.
I know. Oh. I'm almost ashamed to admit it. However, weirdly, it ties in exactly with what Tyson's just mentioned.
Wicked. Okay.
All right. So on the show, one of the ladies didn't tell her husband on the show that she was catching up with her ex-boyfriend who happened to be in the town.
No way.
All right.
Okay.
Now... Also, she had had sex with him a month before the experiment.
Oh, to be sure.
It wasn't looking good for her. So she was like, oh, I didn't want to tell him because he'll take it the wrong way and all of this sort of thing. And that's what, of course, they do to try and lay the blame and try and push it back onto the person.
Yep.
All right. Now, that's when you confront people with stuff to make sure your boundaries are acknowledged. Mm-hmm. And you're right. This does tie in exactly with what we're talking about. They will push back.
Okay.
And I've realised years ago that this comes back to our childhood.
Okay.
Because if our parents were not good at admonishing us, correcting us, putting us back on the straight and narrow, punishing us, if they were not effective in that form, we become hesitant being honest.
Really?
So if our parents are going, and this is just my thoughts, all right? These aren't studies or anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a parent who canes the crap out of you, you know, when you break something, every time something breaks, you don't want to get wailed
no
on.
Way in the world.
So you say, no, it wasn't me, even if they've seen you do it. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. Because you don't want the consequences, all right? So you learn to avoid consequences. So as an adult... That old behaviour gets triggered and you run away from the consequences. So you do everything you can to avoid the punishment.
Yep.
Now, if you've got parents that are good at acknowledging your boundaries and going, okay, so you've done something wrong here. Now, there's going to need to be consequences. Let's discuss what the consequences can be. Okay. If you're involved in it, you learn negotiation skills. You learn to understand their point of view. You learn to understand, hey, I've got boundaries as well. I'm allowed to say things. So you learn to confront that stuff. So when you become an adult and those things happen to you, it's very easy to go, yeah, I stuffed up, sorry. Instead of running away, oh, no, it wasn't me. Now, coming back to Tyson's problem, when you're going to push – try that again – when you're going to make your partner aware of the boundaries, which would be, I'm not comfortable with this.
Sure.
It doesn't feel right to me, or whatever words Tyson wants to use, there is going to be pushback. And that will be determined by her younger self. So bear in mind, you're not dealing with an adult here. You're dealing with a child.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
So they've got the facade of an adult.
Yep.
Ultimately, you're dealing with the child and how well they're conditioned to deal with consequences. Okay. So if they have good parents, hopefully they did.
You'd hope so.
She would say, okay, I can see that. I can see why you would be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
let me consider it and I'll work out, you know, which one's more important and I'll act accordingly and I'll discuss it with you and blah, blah, blah. And then you learn, or she learns, here's my boundaries, this is what I'll put up with, etc. Now, if she's going to push back, that's when the problems are going to present themselves.
Because I'm going to read that again. You keep talking because I'm curious about this. Like, my reading of it, it was kind of like this has been brought up and he's gotten to that point and she's still doing it. So maybe I'm wrong.
For me, this is my personal opinion, not a professional opinion.
Sure.
My personal opinion is if you break up with someone, there's usually a good reason.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm all for being civil. Like, if I saw one of my exes around, I would be civil.
Yep.
I would certainly say, hi, how you've been? And I would mean it. I would want to know how they're doing and make sure they're okay and everything like that.
I would even break if she crossed the street in front of me.
Boom.
Go on.
So it's one of those things where I don't believe anyone needs to be friend with an ex-partner.
Okay.
If you've got kids... Totally
makes
different
sense.
Story.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to be friends with them, but you've certainly got to be friendly.
And very civil,
yeah, absolutely. You've got to be able to do it so you're not impacting the kids.
Yeah, look, I'm just looking at it right now, and my concern is it looks like he's actually laid down those boundaries and that seems to be broken. That's how I read it.
So now this is where those sorts of boundaries, and I'll use Tyson as an example, where when you meet someone, you need to find that sort of stuff out.
Yep.
All right. And I've heard a lot of relationship experts, and I use that in inverted commas again, that will say, you should never discuss ex-partners. I'm like, no. You need to ask them, even if it's on a first date. No. And I'll explain why.
Okay.
There's a very good reason.
Please do.
Because let's say we're on a date.
You're looking beautiful.
I know. Thanks. So...
Go on.
Oh my God, that was terrible.
That's so awkward.
So if I ask you about your partner, that's going to reveal a number of things to me.
I agree.
A, how you view them.
Mm-hmm.
B, are they present in your life?
Mm-hmm.
C, how you treated them when you split.
Sure.
And D, that'll be an indicator of how you'll treat me if it goes south.
Yeah.
All right. So I thoroughly encourage people to ask about ex-partners for those reasons.
On a first date, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
You know, you can ask something.
Can it be after the oyster?
No.
I mean, come on.
So this is how I would deal with it, because people are probably thinking, well, what? Mm. So this is how I would actually approach it. So I would mention, my last relationship was 2 years ago. You know, lovely lady, you know, and I'll actually word this as I would based off my last relationship.
Right.
You know, we were together for 3 years. There were some wonderful moments.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's some things that came in where meant it didn't work out.
Yep.
She's still a lovely lady. I'm really hoping she's happy.
Sure.
Because I've learnt some good lessons from the relationship we've had. And I like to believe, it's made me a better partner. So how about your relationships? How did they end? Were you lucky and have a nice ending, or was it not too pleasant?
Oh, it depends which court you're talking about.
No, but that's how I would approach it. I would tell my story.
Yeah, okay. But I thoroughly agree with you. I do joke about these things, but the fact of the matter is, I think that when you leave a relationship, I mean, I've had some really horrible breakups. I mean, there's no secrets about that. But I can certainly say in the last period of my life, when relationships have ended, they've ended very gently, and you kind of, because you just go, that is a wonderful person. I was attracted to you. I had a good relationship, whatever. But it's done its time. And we've moved on for whatever reason, okay? It didn't have to be forever. So it's actually, like, I mean, I remember once I broke up with an ex and we were having this hug, and I'm thinking, and I literally said to her, I said, this is the nicest breakup I've ever had, right?
And that's how it should be.
That's how it should be, right?
Yeah, no one should take it personally.
It's run its course.
Exactly.
You know, that was it. And, you know, it was just, that's why, like, I really, it does upset me how often relationships get so nasty and so
and
bitter.
And they don't need to be. They do not need to be.
I mean, my point that I was going to make, and I made this before too, when it comes to Tyson's comment, is like, okay, the old joke about, but there's a lot of truth in this, okay? Going back to an ex is like reheating McDonald's fries. Okay, they're never going to taste.
Just don't.
Yeah, it's just not there. It's they're going to taste terrible. Okay,
exactly.
It was great when they were fresh.
And actually, a good analogy to use is I knew a bloke years ago. He was English. His wife was English. Had been living here for years. Had kids. They went back for a holiday.
Right.
Then when they came back, a few months later, she went, I really miss England. I want to move back. But she was only remembering all the good stuff.
Gotcha.
So they sold everything up, moved back, and then reality hit.
Oh, dear.
And then she was like, oh, God, this sucks. So she'd encountered all the things that made her leave. And that's the same if you go back to a relationship.
Yep,
you forget all the crappy stuff. You just try and remember the good stuff.
Yeah,
no, 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 keep the balance. Keep the, you split for a reason. And so coming back to Tyson's issue, for me, his biggest challenge would be, will she honour my boundaries?
Mm-hmm.
As in, I'm not comfortable with this. Yep. I don't want to be comfortable with this. I shouldn't be comfortable with this. Because if you've split with them, there's that's a good reason.
Thoroughly agree.
Move on.
Yep.
So if you can't move on,
mm-hmm.
I'm then going to have to make the decision of, do I keep tolerating this?
Sure.
Or do I then say, I'm done? And I'll tell this quick little story. Mm-hmm. I read this one years ago, and I love this one, all right, for boundaries.
Go.
A couple, they meet, they get on really well, they decide to move in together.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they move in. First night, they're having this big argument.
Yep.
Mm. All right.
Bit rough.
He suddenly turns around, walks into the bedroom, mm-hmm. and she's like, oh, you're not walking away from a fight with me. So she steams off after him to keep it going, gets into the bedroom, and he's got a suitcase on the bed and he's putting his clothes in it. And she's like, what are you doing? And he says, well, the moment you can talk to me like an adult,
mm-hmm.
then I'll come back.
Ooh.
But until then, I'm out. And she never did it again.
Wow.
So it's one of those things where you have to say, look, this is my boundary. It's not negotiable.
Yep.
You know, this makes me too uncomfortable. I will not tolerate it. So now you either choose not to see him ever again
mm-hmm.
and keep me, or if you want to keep seeing him, I'm out.
Thoroughly agree with that. 100%,
yeah.
Mate.
Yeah, and people really say you shouldn't really give ultimatums. When it comes to boundaries, though, you have to.
You have to. There has to be that line in the sand.
And here's a good line before we go to a song. I learned this one from Dr. John DeMartini.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful bloke. A lot shorter than I expected.
Yeah. Mm. There you
anyway.
Go. Nice anecdote.
He says he has a thing called the law of lesser pisses.
Okay.
All right.
You just spat in my eye.
No. Yeah. If you have the choice between pissing off someone else or pissing off yourself, always piss them off.
Okay.
Because they're transient, you're permanent.
Ooh.
And I went, my God, that is so true. Because if you just piss them off, they'll get over it.
Yeah.
But if you're pissed off, it'll stew in your brain. It'll sit there. It'll drive you nuts.
Yeah.
And you'll go, the scenarios, and just not good. Just piss them off. Say, no, you've got to make the choice. You've created the situation. Make the choice. Your consequences.
Wayne, this is great advice, mate. I tell you right now, when it comes to your advice, just don't change. Please, just don't change. This isn't In Excess. This is actually Grinspoon's version.
I was going to say, I didn't recognise it.
Yeah. Edge Radio Australia, all about relationships. Edge Radio Australia, a bit of Max Q there for you sometimes with Michael Hutchins, the great Michael Hutchins up front. It is, of course, the drive home, mate, of All About Relationships. And we've delved into some deep stuff here today, mate. Boundaries. Mm. Tell you what. We don't just do the easy subjects. We do the tough ones as well. So, okay. Heading into this last bit, where are we going?
Well, what triggered this, especially today, was there's recently been an announcement by a few banks that they're going purely digital, i.e. they're shutting down branches, cutting out ATMs so people can't touch their cash.
That's right.
And that's one of those things, they're like, oh, yeah, but only 2% of people are using cash. Who gives a crap if it's only 0.02%?
Hang on. There's a point here, very important point. Right. This is the this is Bankwest who's doing this, right? You know what they're saying? They're going,
and Commonwealth.
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah, but the Bankwest is owned
by them. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And they're closing the big bunch of all their branches, right?
Yep.
Here's what they said in their release: because in the last 3 years there's been a massive drop in the use of people going into the branches. Okay, really? Because there was a thing called lockdowns, you freaking idiot, right? Okay, we couldn't go into the branch, we couldn't go to the end of our goddamn driveway. You absolute bullshit artist! You have just played with the numbers, you played with the circumstances.
But that's what they do,
of course.
Yep. And but that's what I'm talking about is if you know the facts.
Yes.
Because if you go to any bank branch,
mm-hmm.
you're dealing with a person.
Correct.
You know, you can say, I need this, and you can stand there until you've had your problem dealt with.
Yep.
If they're dealing with you online, click, hang up.
It's over.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
That's right.
You know, and that's where all of us need to say, no, this is our boundary. Mm. I don't care if I'm only pulling out cash twice a year. I don't care. I want to be able to do it when I want it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's my money.
Cash is a great way of saying to the government, I'll do what the fuck I like with my money. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Yes. Where I spend it is my business.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the biggest boundaries when you're pushing back against a government, because yep. a lot of people have this belief that the government's there for us and they're meant to be. They're elected by us to represent us, be our voice and do things that are in our for our benefit.
They are called our representative, yeah, but they don't anymore. No, that's the thing. They've flipped it.
Well, some do. Unfortunately, their numbers are only small, but they're growing, though, thankfully. Yeah, across the world, there's more and more. However, we need enough people to go, you know what, my boundaries regarding my money are pretty solid. I don't want them moved. And I determine that, not you. And that's one of our hardest relationships is when it's a big corporation like a government or a bank or a, you know, whatever. It's that we need the numbers to be able to say, no, we won't tolerate that. Like you said about the voice vote.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of us stood up and went, no, we don't agree with this.
That's right.
And regardless of why we agree with it, doesn't matter. It's the fact that we disagree with it. Yeah. And now they're still trying to push it through at the council level. And it's just like, no, we've already said. And again, this is where we have to go. No, our boundary was we voted no.
That's right.
Respect it. Don't push it or we will fight back. And that's where it needs to be with everything, whether it's an intimate relationship between two people or a population against their government. It's a, this is our boundaries.
That's right.
Do not mess with them. And
it's a great point, mate.
Have you ever watched a movie called Bug's Life?
Yes.
There is a scene in that that is one of the most powerful in history, which everyone should watch on loop. To drum it into their head.
All right, come on, bug me with it.
Boom, boom. So there was a scene where they'd gone to the ants and the food had been dropped in the water, so they couldn't provide the food. And Hopper, the lead grasshopper, said, you've got until the last leaf falls. We want our food.
Okay.
So they go off, and when they cut to them, they're like in Mexico or something. They're in a sombrero and they're water skiing on a little pond and, you know, they're having a good life. And one of the grasshoppers says, why do we need to go back? We've got it good here. We don't need to go back. And so Hopper takes there's a bottle that's feeding grain for them to eat. And he takes one, he throws it at one of the grasshoppers. He says, does that hurt? And the grasshopper goes, no. And he grabs another one, he throws it at him, says, what about that one? No, of course not. And then Hopper takes the cap off the bottle and all of the grain comes out and floods this grasshopper and crushes him.
Brilliant.
And he says, we have to go back, because if those ants realise that they outnumber us 100 to 1, our way of life is gone.
Absolutely spot on.
And that is so freaking true. Yep. If everyone in Australia or America or whatever country you're listening this in, if the entire country stood up and went, no, the government would just go, oh, okay.
Well, interesting thing. I mean, this is a relationship show, but I mean, okay, you have a relationship with government. And right now, okay, we had Super Tuesday, all of that sort of thing. America right now is saying that, you know, they're saying no. They're saying no to that kind of control, which is fantastic. Yeah. It's really good to see individual voters standing up and saying, you know, that my vote matters, my opinion matters, and my boundaries matter.
Yeah. And that's the nice one is when you get people that wake up and go, they're right. They're pushing my boundaries. And that's the thing. You need to go, my boundaries matter.
Fair enough. Not just the intimate relationship.
No, all of them. All of them.
Okay. This has been a good show, mate. I'll tell you right now, I feel like we've set new boundaries. we've got the desk between us, you know. It's pretty much it. Actually, in the next few weeks, we'll be in on the couch, mate. Very comfy indeed.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I don't kick him back. Maybe even,
be careful I don't fall asleep.
Oh, jeez. How good.
They're comfy.
Seriously, how good is the content if you're falling asleep? I'm a bit concerned there. Never mind. Now, if people want your advice, okay, they're thinking, hey, I need a man in my life that's got his life on track. Where would they find you?
Well, easiest way, if you want the podcast of this show, Wayne Brown all about relationships into your web browser, and I'll pop up on 14 different platforms. And if you want to look at my website and what I do and how I can help people, it's Wayne Brown, Life Back on Track.
Awesome, awesome. And a little bit of news we were talking about before at the last show with The One Thing. Obviously, a lot of our shows are now going to be available on podcasts. It's all coming through.
Mm.
I'm looking at the man right now. He's going to make it happen. He's just, he can feel the magic.
So many skills.
Oh, look at the pressure I'm putting on you.
Right,
I love it, eh? All right, mate. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I certainly have. And it is time. Well, look, I think it's time that we'll play another Aussie song, another In Excess song.
Go
to
Aussie.
Get out. Absolutely. Because you know what we've got around here? For you, we've got what you need. It's Edge Radio Australia. All about relationships. Have a wonderful night. Or if you have a wonderful Sunday.